It was a hard moment for me because I missed like 1.5 years without basketball. You know, it wasn't not the serious surgeries, but my pain didn't go away. I had thoughts, you know, like why is happening to me? What should I do next? Maybe I need to start studying or something because it was like a really tough moment. You know, it was nothing helped. I did so many therapies. I'm thankful for Ostrov for really signing me. Because I played in Germany only half of the games, you know, and the last 2 months I didn't even play. So it's hard to get a job with the stats I had. It's surprising how good guy he is as a superstar he is, you know. Never complains, no problem with any guy, no like yelling at somebody, you know, doing wrong or something.
Hi, Agaras. Big thanks for joining my podcast. It's a great pleasure that you find the time and willingness for a talk.
Hey man, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
When I was doing research for interview, I was wondering what is the most popular sport in Latvia? Basketball, ice hockey, football, or maybe something else?
You know, after this year, it's hard to say because we like basketball is always fighting with ice hockey, so. But ice hockey got third place in the World Cup this year. It was a big thing, you know. And to go over them, we had to get some medal too, but we didn't. And we achieved fifth place. And there's two people in this country. Half says, oh, the fifth place is it's harder to get in basketball than third place, and other is opposite. So it's really close, but probably at the moment, I don't know, man. I think basketball because the Olympic qualification is coming in Latvia, and then it's Eurobasket in 2025. So, in my opinion, basketball.
So football cannot compete with
Compete?
this.
No, not now at the moment. The it's growing. The local league is growing for sure. They invest some big monies there in some teams, and but the national team is still a little down. So, yeah.
And it is possible to be raised in the family when your brother plays basketball, when your mother plays basketball, and not train basketball.
It was no, there was no options for me, you know. I was going to my brother's game when I was, you know, from, I don't know, 6, 5 year old, young, you know, so I follow him a lot and I had no option to go to the basketball.
Because between you and Armand, there is a 9 years of difference. And
Yes.
so you probably remember the times when he was in Poland.
Yeah, actually, we came one time to Wrocław. I remember the crazy atmosphere there already was yeah, I remember this trip. It was like one of my first trips away from the home, you know. I was like around 9 or something like that, or even 8, because he came very young. And yeah, I remember this experience. It was nice.
When I today thinking about him, I'm wondering how is possible that the young talented player, like still being youngster, choose Poland as like a
Yeah.
first club? Because nowadays, when you are a good prospect at the age 16, 17, 18, you go to Italy or Spain, not to Poland. But you know, he came to Poland at such young age. He spent three years there, and he made a great impact in the team. I think we can consider him as one of the best Latvian player who played in Polish league, maybe alongside Migniewicz, because he was also, I remember from the stories that he was a very great player at the Śląsk Wrocław.
Yeah, so I don't know actually how he came here, why Poland. I don't know the story. I don't remember now. But yeah, he was like one of the first players to going somewhere outside of Latvia, you know, or they went to the States for studying to college, or he was like one of the youngest to really one of the first to go outside of Latvia. And I don't know why exactly Poland. So yeah, and then I'm really surprised that a lot of people still remembers him. You know, it was 20 years ago, but they still, you know, he was young player, but they still remember him.
So when you grew up, who was like the most popular basketball player, the idol for the youngsters? Him or maybe Biedrins, who at that time also, about 2004 joined NBA, and I think because of him also the popularity increased.
Yeah, for sure. There was in his generation there was actually a lot of good players, but he was probably the most popular because of the things outside of the court too. And everybody still says that he is one of the most talented player ever in Latvia, even when Porzingis is in so high, you know, playing so good, and Žagars now and all these guys. But everybody still says that in their opinion he was most talented, but he didn't that the career didn't go as everybody expected. So
And when you, for the first time, realize that you can also have a pro career as your brother.
when I went to Spain, probably when I was 16, because I was playing in like second league when I was 16. When I went to Spain, then I realized, you know, and it can be my job in the future, because then I was like trying hard, but we'll see how it goes, you know, sometimes because it's not so many players go professional after like youth leagues, you know, one, two out of all the generations from 92s, you know. So yeah, after when I went to Spain, then I start to realize I have potential.
And what makes a Latvian player so good despite not having a strong league? Because like the Estonian-Latvian league is not very strong, but you know, knowing these results at the World Cup and also knowing the names and the players who played alongside Europe, because not mentioning only Porzingis or Bertans, but there is also the guys who play in a strong EuroLeague team. And I was wondering, maybe it's, I don't know, it's about the training system, youngster training system, or maybe somebody else. If you had to, you know, explain to me, the guy who don't know nothing about the Latvian training, what is like making you
Actually,
good?
it's very hard to understand this because, as I see, a lot of people are complaining about our system for the youngsters now. So I don't know how. Maybe before it was much different, and the everything we did was much better or not. Okay, nowadays it's harder to make kids to train, you know, because there's so many other things in the world you can do, and the training is the last thing they want to do. So it's really hard to tell you why we have now such a good level of this. It happens, you know. Once in 10, 20 years, you have some generation with prospects. So it's now I know that people are complaining it's the system is not good and they need to build better systems to have more young players coming in and compete for their spots in national team, but I don't know.
And how you remember your transfer from Latvia to Spain? Because you were so young, and it was like two different parts of Europe with a different culture, different language, and you was there alone, I suppose. So so how was like to be a Latvian youngster in Spain years ago?
So my agent, like after two, three Latvian second division games, he called me. There's option to go. I said, let's do it. You know, my brother did it when he was young. I was like, why not? And yeah, I signed in Spain. You know, it was for sure it was tough. to live alone. I used to live with my parents, you know, taking care of me, and you go to different country, you don't ex no expectation, just go and, you know, but overall it was great experience. I liked it, and unfortunately my injuries made me come back, so, but I liked the experience there.
Have you ever think about these injuries if maybe without them your career would be better? Because you have a big injury, you know, at such a young age when you should go, into the pro level. Just.
For sure, it will be much different, my career. For sure, I believe it, because I had already a chance as a 17, 18-year-old kid to practice with ACB team. It was like big thing, you know. I was playing in the fourth league, sometimes practicing with the third division team, sometimes with ACB. So, you know, my injuries made like to go 5 steps back, and now it would never happen. Probably I would play ACB still, but you never know how life will, you know, go.
And did you feel at that time ready for competing ACB?
I had great actually practices with them, you know. The one Latvian guy was there. All the when he told me that when they talk in the locker room about me, they were surprised how, like, you know, of course physically I wasn't ready, but I had skill, and mentally maybe not ready yet, but I had skill to be there. But yeah, life changed everything. My injuries changed everything.
So how was how this how you remember this comeback moment, you know, because it took you so many times to came to the court and you know came back to the Latvia. So do you remember do you felt difference when about feeling of the game when you came to the court after such a long break?
For sure, like in 2 years, I did like three surgeries total. No, maybe, yeah, something 2.5, 3 years, three surgeries total. It was hard moment for me because I missed like 1.5 years without basketball. You know, it wasn't not the serious surgeries, but my pain didn't go away. So I really missed like 1.5 years of playing. So, yeah, for sure, it was very hard to come back. First year after coming back, I played in the first league, Latvian first league. I didn't play much. There was a couple games I played good, but after that, I went to like a weaker team. But I found my confidence. I found my rhythm. Then I signed in VfL Riga. But then again, injury, and then again surgery, again step back, and, you know, like my younger age were not so great, but I went through it. Now everything is okay, hopefully. And
But did you
yeah,
ever thought at that time maybe you considered maybe quit basketball because of the injuries?
I had thoughts, you know, like why is happening to me, what should I do next, maybe I need to start studying or something, because it was like really tough moment, you know. It was nothing helped. I did so many therapies this year, even after surgeries, you know, I still had the pain. And in my thoughts, there was some, yeah, maybe it's not for me, you know.
You spent many years in the Latvian League. How you compare them to Polish League, Latvian League to Polish League?
There is used to be, when I played, there was two, three, four even teams very good, you know. We played Champions League. When I played in Ventspils, we had good results. The budget was big with good American players, foreigners, and we compete. We went even to the next rounds when there was 8 teams in the group. VfL Riga was playing in the Euro Cup, I think. No, VTB League. They played in VTB. Overall, the level was good for the, like, we didn't have much teams, but the teams we had was, the level was much higher than now, for sure. There was more money in the teams, and I hope it's gonna come back soon. But comparing with Polish League, you know, these two teams could fight for the top four for sure. Time when I played in, for sure, in the final, you know, or so. These two teams are pretty strong. They used to be very strong.
Any foreigners I foreigner player I spoke with about the Polish league, everybody told me it's very physical league. I like many people didn't believe that because yeah that referees they have a big tolerance like for a contact. And what about your thoughts?
Yeah, it's okay. I used to play in France. It's hard to compare. There's more athletic and the strong Americans, local players. And this, yeah, we talking with my teammates. You know, it's competitive. It's physical, like you said. Because maybe some players don't have a skill in the like in other leagues, but they compensate with the defense. You know, with physicality. So. That's for sure.
And it was easy for you to move again from Latvia when you were, you know, to France later. Yeah, because first was France, later was Germany, and I was wondering, yeah, having also this background, Spain background, but having also this experience of yeah many years playing in Latvia, it was easier for you to move again outside the Latvia.
Yeah, I was. I had only one thought in my mind. I need to go out. You know, after the season, I finished the season because I had pretty solid season in Champions League. I saw that there's no difference between, you know, when you play against Spanish top teams or French or Italian. You know, it's not the player. It's not so big difference. So I had in my mind I only want to go. You know, wherever you find me a job, I will go outside. You know, and that. That's what happened. You know, I had good start of the season in France, but then I don't know, unfortunately I lost my confidence. The coach changed and everything we played. We were last place in the standings and everything fell apart. So, but overall, yeah, I had the experience to go and I was ready for it.
And how you remember, yeah, the level of French league?
French league was, like I said, very physical, athletic, you know, had to play smarter than them and use my my IQ more. And yeah, I had different role than now, for sure. I was more in the, more like, they took me like more like a shooter, but it was, I don't know, they did scouting wrong or what, but I played different there than I used to play all my career.
So, did you felt better in Germany, German league?
German league, it's German league is pretty now getting similar to French league. A lot of foreigners, a lot of Americans, fast basketball, maybe not so tactical. May okay, top teams, yes, but yeah, pretty similar. But I don't know if I felt better again, because I had a lot of injuries, you know, nothing serious, but I was like 3 weeks playing, 2 weeks out, and like this, and I lost my rhythm, and it's hard to come back.
So could you say that you have again this rhythm because of the move to Poland? Because yeah, you are spending your second season in Poland, you have like yeah. Good season first. Now you have, yeah, of course, injury a little stops you. But yeah, how you felt? How you remember? Yeah, your move and your first weeks in Poland.
You know, I had not many options. I'm thankful for Ostrov for really signing me, because I played in Germany only half of the games. You know, and last 2 months I didn't even play, so. It's hard to get a job with the stats I had, because in last games I like I said, I didn't have the rhythm. I was injured most of the time, like second half of the season, and I'm really thankful for them to like calling me, even because it was like beginning of the August, I think something like that. I only signed here. They already had started the preseason, so I was happy, you know, that I have a job. The first friendly games where I wasn't even in the best shape, because I missed like two even 3 months with my feet injury, and then I found my rhythm. So it's, you know, till this moment I didn't have much problems in this 1.5 years. Now only is a little bit, you know, 1 month I have to miss, but it's okay.
And it was easy for you to have to build a good relationship with coach Urban, because there is like he's only I think 1 year older than you, or maybe like so like yeah, he's still I think the youngest coach of the league, and maybe even he's coaching for in another season, but he's many people still like pointing, okay, he's still a young coach, but.
It doesn't matter how old are you, you know. He's my coach. I respect him. I have a really great relationship with him. He trusts me. I trust him. So, yeah, it works out. I don't look at his age, you know. It's if you want to be coach, I have my best friend is coach as my age, you know, coaching in German women's first division. So if they have passion, you know, they work hard. I don't care about age, you know.
And how you like the when you have finally have the chance to play in Belka, Polish league. So what were your first thoughts about the level and the rivals?
I didn't know much because before I knew when my brother played, but I didn't follow much, you know. I watched mostly EuroLeague when I was back home or whatever. I didn't know much to what to expect. I just came here, and then I start to understand what is happening, you know. Like I said, first friendly games was not the best for me because I wasn't in the best shape. But after that, you know, I get used to that and everything goes okay.
But yeah, this season Ostrów proves that you can have a good team without having American stars.
Yeah, that's true. You need good system. You need good guys. We have skills, you know. So it works. It works, you know.
So could you say that Ostrów was like the, I don't know if it's correct word, but game changer when it comes to your career, because it helps recover yourself and again came back to the good shape, to and also to be included in the World Cup. I know that in Ostrów there is Artur Pacek, strength and conditioning coach, who's like one of the best in Poland, and he worked with some NBA guys in America. So I'm wondering, maybe it was your good performance was because of the Ostrów or maybe the summer practices.
It's everything together. You know, when you gain your confidence, you know, it's easier to play. And I found my confidence here because coach trusted me, you know. He let me be me, you know, put me in position. I used to play a couple minutes in the game. And now I had to play like a point guard. Previous years, you know, I really like to play as a point guard. I really like that I have ball in my hands. I can control a little bit the team and everything together, working with Artur, with Vukas, physio, and everybody together with Konrad, you know, individual workout. So everything together adds up. And yes, that's why, you know, I was like, I feel the best shape mentally, physically in my life or at the moment. Okay, now it's a little bit set back, but it will be a couple of weeks and I will be found my rhythm again.
And when it comes to the life, it was easy for you and especially for your family, because you are living in Poland with your wife and kid, and it was easy for you all to adapt to the Polish life, Polish culture. Maybe sometimes many people don't like Polish weather, but we come from the same region, so I don't think it's a problem.
No, very easy, very easy. It's similar actually to Latvian, everything, culture, people. I like Polish people the most. I've been outside, you know, like Germany, France or Estonia. It's like I like here. I like the people. I like the everything around, you know. It's easy. It's my home is to 10, 11 drive car hours with the car, so it's pretty close. So yeah,
And having Latvian teammate also helps.
also helps. First time I have In my professional career outside of Latvia, I have a teammate who is from same country. It always helps, you know. You can talk in your language, you know, discuss and hang out and everything.
And how you remember your first games, first call up to national team?
It was at very young age, around I was like 20 years young. I had great season in Latvian League. They called me up for the, like, I don't know, 20 player roster, you know, and I made my spot, you know. It was really challenging. The national team was strong, but coach saw me, he gave me opportunity, and I used it, you know. It was great experience.
And it was easy for you, yeah, to adapt to with a much more experienced player.
At the beginning, for sure, you know, then they don't respect you so much, you know. It's not easy to go in. Maybe the background, because I had brother, you know, who had big name in Latvia, it maybe helped me to be there, to respect them a little bit more, me. And well, beginning was tough, but you know, everybody must go through it.
You said that, yeah, having this background, having a brother, a basketball player, helped you. But do you remember a moment when you thought that having a brother, former basketball player, doesn't help?
Not really for me. I don't know, but I never felt it, so I don't know.
And did you have chance to play with him in one team?
We won the championship in Latvia, actually, won in Valmiera. So it was a huge thing for Latvian league, because there's always been two teams competing for the championship. And that year, actually, Coach Stelmachers, who used to play in
Yeah.
Poland, he was our coach, and we won the championship. So,
And how was it like to play with brother in one court?
well, great, great, great experience.
And I was wondering because, yeah, in 2015, yeah, 15, Kristaps Porzingis came to the NBA. You have two chance to, yeah, you have the chance to play with him, to know him. And I was wondering how he is as a not as a like player because we know his skill, but as a like as a teammate. Because one thing I remember and I was impressed was the last year he was injured, but despite the injury, despite having tight calendar, he was with the team in the World Cup. So I
He
was wondering.
didn't want to go back to States yet to go to do the treatments. He wanted to stay more at home. So no, but he's a great guy. It's surprising how good guy he is as a superstar. He is, you know, never complains, no problem with any guy, no like yelling at somebody, you know, doing wrong or something. He's outside of court, amazing person. So that'd be, I don't know how it's possible, because a lot of guys being that, like being that, having that. A superstar, you know, it's change the mind, you know, quickly. You can switch up, you know. I'm the best, you are nothing for me. But he's like us, you know. When he goes to national, he's the same guy as everybody else.
And do you remember when you saw him first time?
It was, yeah, in the national team like long time ago, because he didn't play for a couple of years. It was so easy to play with him, you know. You can throw a lob wherever you want, he will catch it, you know. And it was in Eurobasket we played, I think 2017, something like that. And yes, it's easy to play with such a high level player, you know.
And how is like and Bertans is the same, like also
Yes.
yeah having a NBA in your player resume doesn't change you as a doesn't change him as a
He's
player.
the same, really. Everybody, I don't know how they stay that cool, and they are.
And I was thinking here when I was watching last year World Cup and even. Today and yesterday, when I was preparing for interview, what Luka Banki changed in the Latvian national team that from the pre-qualifiers you finish up to the fifth place. Like, what he how you remember his first dates with him, because he was very praised because of the job he did. He also because of the maybe because of the good job at the World Cup, he received a job in Virtus Bologna. So also also for him was like the jump. But how could you describe him?
He put discipline, he changed our mentality, and he has a simple system, and he sticks to the system and works for the like little details, and that's it, you know. Nothing special, not crazy, some place or something. We just consistently we grow our game, you know, we improved, and we work hard as a team in defense. We share the ball, you know. That's it.
So and did you felt like this Italian background in him? Because before him, Stelmachers was a coach of
Yes.
the.
Yes.
So
Yes.
like how was like to change from the Latvian coach to the foreign coach in the national team?
You know, everybody is used to play somewhere else, you know,
Yeah.
to play with some international coaches. It wasn't much different, but you know, just he, the good thing is what he don't care who you are, you know. Maybe Latvian coaches were like respecting the guys who play in better leagues, better level, they were respecting them more. And guys from Latvian leagues or lower leagues coming and don't not giving so many chances, you know. And him, like, if you will fit in my system, if you will be good, if you will work hard, if you will play good, great, you know, he will give a chance. And that's the biggest difference, you know. He didn't know much about us, and he came, he saw, and he put us, you know, together.
And when you realize that, okay, this team have a big potential.
We always thought we have, you know, but somehow we always these most important games we lost. But with him, now all the endings, it's tie endings, we always win with national team. Always. I don't know why is that, you know, some luck is with us, and
So you also felt like well prepared, ready for the win when first game of the World Cup came.
yes, of course. We didn't have the best preseason games. We lose to Lithuania, I don't know, by 40, I think, in last friendly game, you know. Somebody was maybe a little bit worried how we will do, you know, it's World Cup first time. But we were changed, like we were mentally ready, we came ready, we started great the tournament, and we kept going like this.
You are, we can say, a little privileged because you are the only player who played in Poland last year who was at the World Cup. Even
Yes.
many years, a few years ago at the previous World Cup in China, there was a Polish team, so we have like few guys. And also
Yeah.
in 2014, there was only one Lithuanian guy in Trev. So like, Polish league doesn't produce so much World Cup players, but so like you are exception. But now, right now, when you're thinking here from the perspective of few months, what was the key to success of this team at that tournament?
We had, of course, we had luck in a couple games where we against Spain or France, I don't know, where the France, they missed the last open shot, you know. We got lucky somehow. We just we the our strongest was defense. We everybody gave everything, you know. We, nobody plays in played in like highest level. Everybody wanted to prove them, you know, work hard, show them on the big stage, and maybe that's, you know, we share the ball, we no selfish players in the team, and everything together, it worked, and yes.
And I remember there was many posts, many news articles about Zagars at that tournament because he played a good tournament and he was free agent at that time.
Yeah.
So
Actually, I was very close to sign in Poland before the World Cup, and it's good that he didn't do it, you know. And he didn't have the best friendly games in the before the World Cup, but game by game he gained his confidence, and everybody knew that he have amazing skill set, you know. And he gained the confidence, and he could play his game. Coach trusted him, and he destroyed the World Cup, actually, you know.
And do you remember how you felt after the last game, the for the fifth place? It was like the joy of having fifth place, or maybe like, oh, I wish we have, still fighting for a medal.
Well, you know, we didn't came with such expectations, but when you see the game going every day, our like when we beat the strong teams, you gain team confidence, you know, and then you think we cannot lose to anyone, you know, we will go and we will win this and this and this, and that's how, you know, everybody thought felt. At the end, you know, finishing fifth, it would be a dream before the cup, but finishing fifth was like we should play in the, I don't know, semi-finals, you know, because we were close. Actually, Bertans had the last shot against Germany, and we were close to being in top four, but you know, before the cup, we didn't expect so much. So confidence grows during, you know.
I'm wondering if you played so good without Porzingis, how it will be with him.
But you never know. Maybe it will be different basketball. So you never know. This is only you can imagine something, but.
And because of the good result, you have the chance to fight still for a Olympic spot during due to Olympic qualification tournament, and Latvia will be the host of the
Oh,
Olympic.
yes.
I think that the biggest rival will be Slovenians.
I think Brazil. If I'm not wrong, but I
But
don't.
I thought that Slovenia also will play at this tournament.
In Latvia, Slovenia, I don't think so. No, they are somewhere else. Because I think it was Brazil in the. When
Maybe,
now.
maybe because I don't re I spoke recently with Giga Demons, and I
Yeah.
don't We were talking, and but I didn't know. For sure, Slovenia will not play in against Poland.
Maybe in Lithuanian group, they are.
Because they for sure they will not play in Spain. But and do you sometimes thinking about this tournament, or maybe you're still focused about the club
No,
season?
I don't think about. First of all, it will be very hard, very tough to get in the roster because everybody wants to play in Olympics, you know. If you play in the like pre-qualification for Olympics, then it's big chance you will be in the roster for Olympic Games, you know. So it will be big fight for the spot, 12 players, so that's my goal.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but in the Latvian national team, there is not any naturalized player.
No.
So because
Everybody is against it, you know. It's national team, you go with your local guys, so nobody supports it.
but it's a rare thing because even right now in Poland, the Polish Federation is looking for a new American for the even Slovenia, such a good team. The coach of
Yeah.
the Slovenia told me that the coach Sekulic told me that the naturalized player is like the one more card while playing poker. That you have like fifth card, and when you have a foreign player, it's like having one more card.
It's interesting, you know. I don't know why people are doing it, you know. It's national team, that's why it's called national team. You fight for your own country. Some players, you know, Americans come inside, they don't care. They will be only guys who will get paid the national team, probably out of 12 players. So he will get his money, get his passport, and that's it. And for us is different. We go, we play for no money. Use our time. We can use differently. Maybe rest. Maybe do something else. But we go. We play for our country. So That's how everybody thinks in Latvia. You know, it's your country, you go, you fight for your country.
And Latvian basketball is also very known because of the 3x3 basketball, because you are the current Olympic champions.
Yes.
And so, like, how the image of the 3x3 basketball in Latvia looks like now? Like, many people following them because of this gold medal, or maybe there's in the shade of this 5x5 team.
I don't know exactly, but I used to play 3x3 a lot when I was younger. Actually, like I stopped like 5 6 years ago because I was a little bit worried about to get injured in the summer because then I cannot go to my team, you know, and play and get money, you know, or because they can cut the contract if you get hurt in the summertime doing playing basketball 3x3. I really liked it, so that's why I used to follow them. Now I don't, not so much. I don't know how, about other players. Everything okay? I don't know about other people, how popular it is. It is pretty popular, you know. It's they making some camps. They getting money from the Olympic Federation, the players, the coaches. It's much more professional than it used to be. After it started like 1 year maybe before the Olympic Games already, and now last 5 4 years it's pretty professional, you know. Before it was like, you know, they take some players from the first division teams and they put them together and they go for like one tournament maybe, and then they see how it is.
And do you think if you qualified from the for the Olympics, the basketball will be for sure number one discipline in Latvia?
The 5-on-5?
Yes.
I think for sure, for sure.
And because you're 30 years old right now, you'll be 32 in December. Do you thinking sometimes about the do you have plan after retirement?
No, not really. I think sometimes about it, what I will do, you know, because this was a problem for my brother. He finished career early. I think he was 34, 35, and he was like, what to do next? You know, he thought it will be easier to find something, you know, but it's not that way. So I have to think about it. I have to invest something, or I don't know. We'll see. I don't.
Do you see yourself in a basketball environment, maybe as a coach?
I don't think so. But for to be a coach, it's not easy for sure. It's very hard, and I don't know if I want this in my life, these emotions, you know. So we'll see. You never know. I would never say no, but probably not.
Recently, I was in Brescia speaking with Alessandro Magro, coach of the Brescia team, and he said that coach job is like the gypsy, and because you're still moving, traveling, I think many athletes said to me it's like also like being again a player, because also moving a lot, also
Yeah.
you don't have time from family,
Yeah.
also it's easier to fire a coach than to fire a player, so like you have a bigger chance to lose your job, so. Many players don't see themselves as a coach because they don't want to leave this mode of still being on the road.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This is not easy, you know, to be away from home all the time, then you don't know where you will be next year, and bringing your family with you, they staying alone, you know, it's for sure, it's hard.
And it's easy right now. It's easy right now for your wife and kid, to live in your life, because they have to adapt to your life, your moves, your transfers, everything. Like it's depends of your career.
Yeah, of course it's not easy for them, but I appreciate that they are doing it. You know, living alone is not so easy a way. It's boring, not seeing my kids grow, the worst thing, you know. But at the moment, my kids go to kindergarten, it's okay, but when the school will start, we don't know yet what they're gonna do. Maybe they will stay wherever I will be. So yeah, it's hard because you okay, here it's like you go to the game day before, you come back next day after the game, it's 2 days, you know, they have to spend alone. And some if I lived in a France, you fly one day before you finish the game, you fly next day, not after the game only, it's like 3 days you are away. Then you have maybe in some teams when you play Champions League Euro Cup, you again travel, you are 1 week not home, you know, and the wives have to like figure out by themselves everything. They don't have friends here, so many, you know, parents or somebody who can help, you know, it's really hard.
At the end, I also asking this my guest. You have to put your dream team, but only from the players you played with, on either on national team or the club. It can be depends of their skills of your relationship with them, but you have to form dream team of the players and the coach you work with explanation. So I will start with the point guard.
Oh, yeah, I put myself.
Why? Okay, you can put myself yourself, but why?
want to be. I want to be in the team, you know. That's
Oh.
only reason. We have great point guards in Latvia in the past, and you know, and nowadays. So, but I will put myself there.
Okay, so shooting guard.
A shooting guard, my brother.
Why?
Because he's my brother, everybody thinks he's still one of the most talented guys, top three for sure, but didn't use his potential. Number three, I used to play together, yeah? From number three position, I put Bertans. Bertans,
Why?
no need explanation, you know, he's NBA for so long, I don't know, even more longer than Porzingis, I think. 9 years, I think he's there. Number four, I put Gražulis. Great last years, great player. And five KP. No need explanation for him, probably.
And coach?
Coach. I want to put if there's five Latvians, I put Štelmachers because I used to play 3 years with him together. So with two championships, 1 second place with him. Okay, not the best time in national team, but he's Latvian guy, he's a good guy, so I put him there. All Latvian, I can't put anyone else.
apart of staying healthy, what we can wish to you? What and also I think you will say Olympic Olympic sport,
Start this gold medal in Polish league. Then we can think about something else.
okay. So big thanks, Igars, for having time for me. It was a big pleasure to host you and wish you, your family, your teammates, the national team. Hope to I like finger crossed to play, you know, with that Latvia will play have the chance to play with against Poland at the Olympics. But
I hope so too.
so like yeah, big thanks.
No problem. Thank you too.